Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tezayin. As we started the second parak, Tezvav Mabez, we started the Mishnah yesterday, which discussed all of the different types of psulim for the avoda of Kabbalah and Lachora, Holacha and Zrika. As we said, Daf Lamed Aleph, the next parak talks about all of these psulim, or most of these psulim being allowed for Shchita. But the first one on the list is a Zar, which we'll talk about a number of times because there are many different definitions of a Zar. For now, we'll translate it as a non-male Kohen. As we'll see though, one might translate it as a non-male dressed properly, hands and feet washed properly Kohen. One might include that because certain other types of psulim, if you don't do it, you have the status of a Zar even if he's a Kohen. But Pashtus Zar means a non-male Kohen. Or even a non-Kohen. What about a woman? If it's a Kohenes, a Zar? So again, all of these are issues that we will talk about. But first, the Gemara quoted the first source for how do you know that a Zar, if a Zar does the Avoda, he passels the Avoda. So that was the first source that we quoted. The Maskana being the Nazru Mikache, separate from Kachim. The Kohanim should not be involved in Kachim that are Tameh. And the second half of the Pasuk, B'nei Yisrov Eloi Chalalu. Bnei Yisrael, the Zarim should not be involved in the Avoda, because they will be mechalalit, they will desecrate it. Tveir Bishval Tana, second source, possible given, for how do you know that a Zar passels the Avoda? Tveir Bishval Tana, Asiya b'kavachomer mibal mum. You learn it from a kavachomer from Baalei Mum. Ma bal mum she'ochel imavan chilel. Just like about if a bal mum, which is allowed to eat Karbanos, but we know, so he has some shaychus to the Karbanos, and yet if he does the Avoda, he's machal the Avoda. So Zar, she'enu ochel, a Zar who is not allowed to eat Karbanos, Rashi, kachi kachim, he's not allowed to eat those Karbanos, e'enu din she'em avan chilel. So surely, he has no shaychus to the Karbanos, so surely if he does the Avoda, it should be desecrated. Tosus points out on the bottom that, as we just alluded to, that the Gemara does not try to do a kavachomer from mechusar begadim, or mechusar, or shalom rachus yadayim v'raglayim, because those are just zaris. And we're trying to prove zaris. And ultimately, deep down, if a kohen doesn't wash his hands and feet properly, he's called a zar in halacha. If he doesn't have his proper begadim on, as we're going to have, it's tomorrow's daf. We'll get to Big Digun at some point. It comes up again. But tomorrow's daf has my line. That's a great line. B'zanshu v'gdeyem aleim kunasam aleim. The most amazing line, if he's not wearing his begadim, he's a zar. Tosus says, that's why it doesn't have that kalvachomer from there, because we're trying to learn the din of zar bichlal. Okay, so the Gemara says, thank you. So kalvachomer from Balmum. If a Balmum eats karbanas and does not, and is mechal the avoda, surely a zar who does not eat karbanas is mechal el the avoda.
Would that be limited to
kachi kachim? So, meaning if he does the avoda by a shlamim, so at least the first half of the kavachomer, the she'ino ochel element. So you might limit that. Okay, we're not going to hold it up lamaskana anyway. But you're right. At this point, would you limit it to kachi kachim and say kachi kalim? You can do it. Or once you say part of the avoda is going to be mechulal, you can't be mechalik. There's no avodos later avodos that for different karbanos that some do and some not. But you're right. Okay. Tosfos also, not this Tosfos, now look later on, the end of Tosfos Ma, on Tezayim and Aleph. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim Cohen. Hiksh Rabbeinu Ephraim Cohen. Gazlon yehe pasol avoda, kal vachomer mi balbum, shekashu le'edus, v'im avad chilel. Says Tosfos, we should pasol a gazlon from doing the avoda. If a balbum is kashur le'edus, and yet he could do the avoda. So a gazlon who's pasul edus surely should not be able to do the avoda. Wow, what does edus have to do with it? The Gemara is going to talk about it in a minute. But the Gemara says, "V'leisi mi balmum uchad mihanacha." Don't ask any kashas that balmum is different because you could quote from any of the other sources that we're going to have. But Tosfos asks, a gazlon should be pasul. Tosfos answers, "V'lav kushihi." The kivan the gazlon eino muzhar lo asi minayak the preachers la'el. Gazlon is not in the parsha of being muzar from anything having to do with the base of Migdash. So how could you say that, you're going to have some kind of kavachomer. There are different types of dinim. What does Tosfos mean at root? So the Arsameach says, he said this for his own answer, but maybe this is what Tosfos means. Arsameach says in Ilchas Tfila, when he's talking about the halacha that we've talked about in the past, that if a Kohen murders, is he allowed to do Nesias Kapayim? If he does it by accident, the post can talk about a car accident, Rahman al-Islan, defense in the army. So the Kohen, what if he does tshuva or not? Did it be amazing? B'shogeg, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, if he does tshuva or not. But so in that context, the Ar Sameach at the end of that piece says, Amnam, be'ikr kushet shemin ofrayim, near delokash amidi. What are you bringing me in Goslin for? Del Goslin taimo mishum de mishaker. Lochein pasul lohoy, lo samchina, na le do so. Mashenki and Biavoda. When it comes to a Goslin, is it an inherent psul? Tell you about the Gavra? No, we don't trust him. We don't trust him because he takes people's money without permission. We don't trust that he's going to be a good witness. It's not inherent in the person. By a czar, his Gavra is problematic. By a Balmum, his Gavra is problematic. So you can't apply this because all the psulim that we're talking about when it comes to avoda have a problem with their gavra and not just how halacha relates to them. So the question of Tosas doesn't get off the ground, and maybe that's what Tosas' answer is. Maybe you can say that's what Tosas' answer is, that Goslin ain't a muzar. It's not that he has an isser of doing the avoda. It's just that we're not going to let him. Okay. Anyway, so this is the Kal Vachomer to learn that a czar is pasul. Again, if a balmum is shayach to karbanos. That's a good Kal Vachomer. He can eat karbanos, and yet he cannot do the avodah. If he does, then he's mechalel. So to a czar. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Mal a balmum shekin asabo karev kamakriv. Maybe a balmum is different, because by a balmum, there are psulim by the animal and by the person. The karev kamakriv. So there, you see, that's a big problem. That's why maybe he would be possible the avoda. Masheke by Azor. The Rambam lists off all the Mishnayos. Starts with the Mishnayos and Bechoros, but the Rambam codifies them. There are many, many psulim that apply to people, Kohanim, and there are many psulim that apply to animals. The Rambam lists off 140 mumim that apply to people. 140 mumim in Hilchos Bechoros. The Rambam, though, has an interesting shita, which maybe is the basis for, or comes out of this line. The Rambam in B.S. Mikdash, in Vav Vav, says there's a difference between two types of mumim, though. Out of that 140, whatever mum that a person shares with an animal, meaning that applies to people and animals, that passels the avoda. If it's just a mum that applies to people and not to animals, then it's usher, but it doesn't passel the avoda. That's the Rambam Shita in B.S. Mikdash Vav Vav. Call me sheish bo mum sheposel ba adam ubibehema. Like a broken arm. I mean, certain movement that are similar. Certain types of movement in the eye. The avad, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, avodaso psula. If he doesn't mum, even b'shogeg. B'shogeg, let's say he didn't realize he had the mum. Let's say he has a mum on his eye, he woke up with it. And he did the avoda, then he's like, oh, you have that thing on your eye. So, it's possible, even if he did a b'shogeg. V'yamay amezid loke. V'chol mi sheish bo mum, min ha-mum ha-miyuchadim la'adam, v'yavad, afo b'shu loke, lo chilo avodaso. That's not avoda. That is the third line. I guess certain categories are just maris ayin. So that's the Rambam's three levels. Movement that are shared, people and animals, movement that only people have, and movement that are asur mishum maris ayin. So some achronim say maybe the Rambam got the line, got his shita from this line. Because what does it say? Not exactly, doesn't exactly say it, but he says, mala balmum, that the karev is like the makriv. So in what we're talking about, psul avoda. So maybe the Rambam sees from this line the comparison between movement of a person and movement of an animal in terms of psul avoda. So the Gemara says you cannot compare balmum to zar. Balmum is different. So the Gemara says, tamei yochiach. A tamei will prove it to me. Why? Because a tamei cannot do the avoda, but you don't have the principle of karev kamakriv. Why not? Because Rashi explains, a live animal cannot become tamei. A dead animal is nevela. And there's not only nevela, it's not only usher to eat, but it's tumah, it's tame. Tumah's nevela. It's a question whether, in some context, let's say an goy shechts. So one source is say, a goy is betame mide nevela. A goy is not allowed to shech. Shechitas akam is asura. Machlokes, Rishonim, why that is. But at least it's betame mide nevela. Right? Meaning it's still usher to eat. So there's isur to eat nevela, and there's tumas nevela. But when an animal is alive, it cannot become tameh. That's what Rashi says, an important line in Rashi. Second line, third line in Rashi. She'ein behema mekabelas tumah mechayim. An animal does not become, it cannot become tameh mechayim. Ask the achronim on Rashi, or on the Pasha of this Gemara, I can come up with a case that an animal can become tameh mechayim. There's something called tumas golel. If you use an animal for a gravestone, put an animal, you tie the animal down to be a gravestone. It's Tumas Golel. So isn't the animal tamei at least while it's being used as a gravestone? So that's the question of the Achronim. Who asks this? The Brisker Rav asks this, and the Marcheshes asks this. Well, the Achronim, Gam Baalei Chaim Sheches Kabbalas Tumah. Im Nazu Golel Kever. Like the Mishnah says in Maseches Olos. So why is it? It's a two days. Some say the Marcheshes answers that Shetumah's Golel Einena Ela Al Yedei Yichud HaChefetz. L'shamish b'kviyas golel kever. When do we say, when does the Mishnah Olos say you can use an animal as a gravestone? If you could permanently put it there, and it's totally in your authority and your control, you can put it there. Here we're talking about hektish. You can't be miyachid hektish. We're talking about a carbon. A carbon you don't have the rights to. So, you're right, animals could become a golel. But a hektish animal cannot become a golel. That's the Marcheshes' answer. The Brisker Rav, though, has a different lamdas. He says, what does Rashi mean? That, it's the Brisker Rav right here, that it's mekabelus, that an animal is not mekabel tumah mechayim. Being medayik in his lashon, mekabel tumah. What's tumah's golel? Is tumah's golel a tumah that you got taught, what, how does usual tumah work? Tumah through transmission. That's how tumah usually works. Aviavos, av, rishon tum, rishon sheni shlishi. You get tumah from something, and you can make something else tumah. That's usual how tumah works. Once in a while, you have a tumah that was not transmitted from something else. It was just once you get this status, that's a tumah like a sheretz. Did a sheretz become tummy from anything? A sheretz dies, it becomes tummy. It's an avatumah. That's the source. It didn't become tummy from anywhere. That's malach in the Torah. A sheretz is tummy. Shechpazera, it got tummy from something? No, it is tummy. So when an animal becomes a golel, says the Brisker Rav, it didn't get tummy from the mace. There's a status of tumas golel. That is, so that's what the Gemara here means. That shekim etame, because it's not in the regular world of tumah, that it was nitma, it's mitame. No, it's just a status that's achieved when you have this definition. Right? We mentioned this in the past when it comes to mishkav azov. When a zov sits on something. That item that it sat on is one of the exceptions to the rule. It's also an av. Even though a zav is an av, when a zav sits on something, the Torah tells us that with the Torah, a mishkav, merkav, moshav, all of those, it becomes an av. What happened? It went from av to av, it always goes down one. The answer is, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has an article in Kavod HaRav, where he says that no, because mishkav azav, it's a status. Once the zav sits on something, it gets the status of mishkav azav. Memela, that's an avatoma. It wasn't transmitted. That's the status. That's how there are many, explains different shittas of Rishonim in that way. But that's what the Brisker Rav says here too when it comes to Golel. And therefore, Debemis Nira, Deha Debehema Sha'asu Agolo Mitame, Lomishum Dekamakabelas Tuma, Ela Debetame Acher, Mishum Kever, Ukamo Sheretz, Shu Avatuma Le Tame. And he brings rise. That's why it's excluded even from this line of the Gemara, Shekane Mitame. It's not Mitame in the same sense. It wasn't in the same line of becoming tamei and then making other things tamei. Yes, it can make other things tamei now, if it's a golel. So, but it didn't become tamei, so it's not the same type of tumah.
Once it has that status, that's it forever.
Once it has that status, so that it was, if it was miyuchad there, it has the status of a golel. Right. The first answer, the Marcheshes says you can't be miyachid it, so it can never get that status. But like a gravestone. If a gravestone is taken off the grave, it still had the status. Once it has the status, I think it's still tummy. Okay, continues the Gemara. So you can't prove it for Balmul, because Balmul is different. No, tummy can prove it. So the Gemara says, Balmul, tummy, shekin, matame. A tummy is different because it can be matame others. Balmul, yochiach. Balmul can't do that. So, v'chazer adin. So put these two together. Lo ra'izeh, k'ra'izeh. V'lo ra'izeh, k'ra'izeh. Each one. Balmum and Tamei do not have the same exact characteristics. Hatzadashav Hashemahen, but they are, the common denominator is Shem Muzharin, that you're not allowed, they're not allowed to do the Avoda. V'yim Avdochilu, and if they did the Avoda, they are Machalel the Avoda, they ruin it. Afani Avizar, Shehu Muzhar, V'yim Avadchilel. Fine. So you learn it both from Tamei and Balmum. So this all proved to us that if a Zar does the Avoda is Pasul. Where's the Avera though? Minolon de Muzhar. How do you know that a Zar is Muzhar from doing the Avoda? E mi vinazru. If it's from that first pasuk that we quoted earlier in Pshat number 1 of the Gemara, Chil Begufei Ksibbeis. Then what do you have to come up to the whole Kal Vachomer for? The whole source could be that pasuk. Vinazru, because it says in that pasuk, Bnei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu. You wouldn't need the Kal Vachomer then. So this statement holds something else. Ella mi vizar lo yikrav aleichem. Must be from that pasuk. A zar should not come close to you. The kohanim should make sure that they don't come close, but that assumes that there's an isser for the zar to come close as well. Good. So the Gemara says, one second, let's go back to the limud from Tami and Balmum. Igal mifrach ma la tzadashav shebehen shekein lo hutru babama. The last parak in Masech Zachim talks all about bamas. Everything you want to know about bamas. About the different types of history, when were bamas allowed, private mizbeachs, when were bamas not allowed. So there, the Mishnah says, on daf kuf yud gimel, 113a, the end of Masech Zachim, says there that you do not need a kohen to do the avod on a bama. But you can't have a bamum, and you can't have a tummy person. So therefore, says the Gemara, how could you learn out zar from the other two? There's a difference in halacha. Azaris Ksher Babama, or the top line, I think it's on Kufyud Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara, the Mishnah there says that you don't need Kihun. Right? V'kihun u big day, shares, v'kli shares, v'rech, v'chalach, v'chitza, v'chulu. All of those are not needed on Obama. Aval zman, no serve, tame, shavan, bazeh, bazeh. Right? You can't have a tame person. Says the Gemara, say, how could you can learn out Zar from tame and Bamum? Both of those are possible Obama, unlike a Zar. So the Gemara says, okay, lo teima tame yochiach, take out tame. Tame doesn't prove it, ela eima onein yochiach, throw onein into the picture. You learn it from onein and balmum. So the Gemara says, ay, maila onein shkedas b'maiser. You might say, an onein is unique, because an onein is usher and maiser. We'll talk about it in a couple of minutes later on, that an onein, d'oraisa, is very little. Very few halachas on avaninas d'oraisa. Right, d'rabbanan, there's a lot of halachas. But avaninas d'oraisa is usher b'maiser sheni. Right, that's a pasuk. Where's that pasuk? It's a pasuk in the end of the Torah in Kisava. Lo achalti va'oni mimenu. Right, we do vidui. So it's oni is aser b'meiser. So how can you compare? Zor is not aser b'meiser. Where says balmum yochiach? Balmum is not aser b'meiser. So v'chazer adin. So that's the team. Lo raizek raizeh hatzar hashava shebehen. The team of Onein and Balmum Shemus Harin, they are warned not to do the avod, and if they do the avod, they pass. Let's go to Zar. Says the Gemara, Hachanami Lefroch. I have another way out. Mavat Sada Shava Shebehen, Shekein Lo Hotru Babama. Same thing. They're not allowed. Onein is not allowed to sacrifice on Obama, while Zar, an Onein or Balmum, while a Zar is. I didn't mention it before. Rashi quotes interestingly. How do you know that a zar is able to be makrav on a bama? So you have the Mishnah later on in Kufyud Gimel, but also you have right here, go right across in the Rashi, the end of Rashi Yachi Garsinan. Rashi says, "V'kray nami muchachi." Forget looking at the Mishnah. You can look in Psukim. Psukim teach me that they are a zar can be makrav. Why? Begidon umanoach v'shmuel sheikrivu babama. Right. These three great biblical figures. Gidon, Manoach, and Shmuel. Why in that order? Why in that order? Is it Shmuel the greatest? Because that's the order in the Tanakh. Right. Gidon, Manoach are both the Shoftim, and Shmuel is looking at Shmuel. Right? So that's the exact order that they were in. Manoach is towards the end by Shimshon. So Gidon, Manoach, and Shmuel, all were Machab Babama. And they weren't, they were Zarim, right? Manoach is from Shevet Dan. Shimshon was from Shevet Dan. Shmuel was a Levi. Right? So all of these were from different Shvatim. So you see, they were Machab Babama. So, that's why, again, we knock out the limud of Zar from Onein and Balmum. So, versus Maskev, La Rav, so we'll talk about more about Onein later. Maskev, La Rav Sama, Bray de Rava, Uman Lema La, the Onein Asa Babama. Who says that an Onein is Asa Babama? Dilma Shari Babama. Who says that Onein is Asa Babama? Maybe an Onein can do the Avodah. That Mishnah doesn't say anything. Who, there's a Machlokas. Machlokas about whether an Onin is Asur Babama. Two different opinions. So who says maybe an Onin is Mutar Babama, and therefore it's similar to Zar, and therefore it can be a good Malamed. It can be a good model. Ask the Achronim, what's the Havamina that an Onin can do Avoda on a Bama? An Onin is not allowed to do his own Karbanos. He's an Onin. Right? There's an exception to the rule we'll talk about by Aaron HaKohen later on. But an Onin cannot be makar of his own karbanis. So usually we say you can only be a shliach for somebody if you can do it yourself. So here, what's the havamina that an onein could be makar of? Ask the Rosh HaMizbeach. Case in ha'onin yachol la'hakrif karbanah shel acherim ba'ot shehu atzmo einu baravas karban. Because we're going to darshan later on, shlamim, kishehu shalei maybe karban, veino maybe kishehu onin. So he can't do it. So therefore, it needs shlichus, shlichus al kamoso. Yes, the Gemara says in Nedarim has the suffix whether kohanim or shluchei derachmana or shluchei didan are shluchim or kodesh baruch shluchim, but they are shlichim. So if they're shlichim, they have to be able to do it themselves. So here they can't do it themselves. So how could, what's the hava mean to think, or even the maskana, to think that an onain could be makriv? So, some suggest this, that, what is the psul of onain? Usually, when you have an this type of principle, is you ain't no bar shlichus in this regard, because you can't do it yourself, that's where you're fundamentally mufka. But by an onain doesn't have to do anything to become roi again. He just has to wait for the day to finish. Right? By the nighttime, or if for sure by the next morning, Anita's only drabanan. We'll talk about Anita's Lila. But it's for sure, so he doesn't have to do anything. So that's not a real hafka. That's not a real hafka from the parsha of Aninus, and therefore, from the parsha of Karbanus, and therefore, he's not mufka from the, it wouldn't be considered mufka from the, parsha. And then he's therefore, he would be able to bring the Karbanus. Continues, the Gemara. So that is all. So we said maybe a onain is a good makar, and therefore we end off. That put Aninus and Balmum together, that is a good marker to teach me that a czar is passels the avoda. But that was all within, starting from Balmum. So you had number one yesterday, the V'Nazru, that pasuk. You have the Kavachomer from Balmum, and now we have another one. Rav Misharshi Omar, Asya Kavachomer mi Yoshev. Kavachomer from a Kohen who does the avoda while sitting down. Right? What's the Kavachomer? Uma Yoshev Shel Ochel. You could, well, just like somebody who's sitting, could eat. The of Karbanus. Im avad chilel, and yet, if he does the avod, he's bechalalit, zar sheino ochel, did she im avad chilel? Surely, he should passel if he was, did the avod that he was bechalalit. Says the Gemara, mal Yoshev, shekain passel leidus. I Yoshev, there's that passel leidus again. My Tosa said, Yoshev, what do you mean Yoshev? You see, is a more, it's problematic, right? It's passel leidus. Yoshev is probably can't give testimony when you sit down. What does Eidus have to do with anything? So what? He's quotes something out of left field. What's Pasul Eidus? There's a big discussion. We discussed this back in Shvuas Taflamid, beginning of the fourth parak, beginning of Shvuas Eidus. With that's the makar of the halacha. They have to stand up. What's the basis for that halacha of Eidim having to stand up? Is that covered a dayanim? That it didn't cover that a dayanim. It's covered to give the dayanim covered. You got to stand up. Is that the reason? If that's the reason, there's no hemshach, there's no connection between that context in halacha and this context. But another way you could say it is that if standing by giving edus is covered for the process, it's covered for what you're involved in. You're involved in a din Torah. That's the covered, and it might not have an afkamina. Are there exceptions to the rule? But if it's a covered for the process, so then maybe you could have a comparison. It's a covered for that process, it's a covered for this process. That's what Amida is on halacha. Amida, what about Amida for getting an aliyah? Also, covered at Sibur. Does that mean really covered at Sibur, covered for the people around? Could be, but it might be covered for what you're involved in. Sometimes you have to stand up, or it's covered. What do you have to stand up for a Berachas HaMitzvah for? Okay, that was the Takana. Because it's covered for what you're doing. Covered for Berachas HaMitzvah. So maybe if you have that possibility, that understanding of Amida when it comes to Eidus, maybe that could be transferred over to Amida when it comes to Avoda. So says the Gemara, how could you compare Yoshev to Zor? Yoshev is Pasal Eidus. Says the Gemara, Yoshev Tabar Chacham. Oh, if a Tabar Chacham is giving Eidus, then he's allowed to sit down. Gemara says there. So that's what we would bring the Kavachomer from. Ma l'shem Yoshev shekein pasul eidus. No, what do you mean? The category of Yoshev has some that is pasul eidus. Forget the Tabar Chacham. What about everybody else in the world? Answer, shem Yoshev lo parach. Now we're not worried about the category of Yoshev. You could minimize where your model is, where your malamid is in a kalvachomer. It doesn't matter that the larger category has problems. But you can focus on one. Yoshev tamen chacham. V'yem tamen lomar parich. And if you're still, you really are worried about Yoshev, asya mi Yoshev u'michad mihanach. Okay, let Yoshev team up with one of the others that we had. Right, Yoshev and Balmum and Tameh and one of the others in Bama. Continuing, one more. But one second, even if you team up with one of the others, don't you have the Bama knockout, like we had at the end? So says the Gemara, if the kasha b'bama min alon, so if you don't ask that question, it must be that a yoshiv you could do the avodah sitting on a bama. So how do you know that? How do you know that you could do the avodah yoshiv on a bama? Amar kra la amod lefnei Hashem lisharso lefnei Hashem velo lefnei bama. To stand up lefnei Hashem, and a bama is not called lefnei Hashem. It's a bama, is a different type of karbanos. I forgot to bring it. I wanted to, and that is the Meshech Chachma in the Hakdama to Vayikra talks about the machlokas, all discussed at the beginning of Vayikra between the Rambam and the Ramban, what the purpose of Karbanos is. The Rambam says the purpose of a Karbanos is to counteract Avodah Zarah. Rambam's famous minimal Shita from Mor Nevuchim, it's all to counteract Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam. The Ramban takes strong issue with the Rambam, and the Ramban says that there are many people before Avodah Zarah came along that gave karbanos. Noach gave karbanos. Adam gave karbanos. Many times before Avodah Zarah, they gave karbanos. So therefore, what is it? How can you say it's just because of Avodah Zarah? So the Ramban says it's a lot of symbolism, and you're being mocker of the animals. It's as if you're being hukrav. So that's the Rambam. If you look at the Meshech Chachma, he says at the beginning of Vayikra and his Adama, Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. When it comes to a bama, what's the purpose of bamos? You know what the Beis HaMikdash is giving bamos all over the place? Maybe bamos are to counteract Avodah Zarah. But the Beis HaMikdash Karbanos, so that's the Mechareach V'Choach Lashem. So there he talks about there he talks about the difference between being makriv on a bama and being makriv on a Mizbeach Gadol. So that is the discussion here. One or two other issues that the Achronim bring up over here. And that is two issues in Tosfos. First of all, Tosfos brings up towards the bottom of Tosfos Dibra Maschil Miyushav. Tosfos brings up. First this point. Tosfos Uma. Go to that Tosfos first. Uma Yoshev Sha'ochel. A Yoshev eats karbanos. What kind of karbanos does a Yoshev eat? Ma Yoshev Sha'ochel. Kagon Muram Mikachim Ubechar. Those are the items that are taken off from certain kachay kalim. Certain kachay kalim. Shita b'kubetzes here says, in os chaf, b'kachay kalim u'bachar, what's Tosfos getting at? D'i mishar kachim, see on the bottom left of the shita b'kubetzes, d'i mishar kachim, she'in in the chalim elo bazara, other karbanas, kachay kachim, have to be eaten in the azara, ha'en yisi asa yishleshe bazara. We have a rule elsewhere, ein yishiva bazara elo malchui b'savi b'vad. What's the Gemara talking about? You're allowed to sit down when you eat the karbanos. That's why Tosfos says we have to be talking about kachay kalim, which could be eaten outside the azara. Right, that's what we have to be talking about. Then Shita b'kubetzes has a chiddush, and this chiddush is also said by Tosfos and Yuma. How do we know that? Because you see the little star in Tosfos. See, it says sideways. I in Tosfos Yuma chafem and aleph. Right, but Shita b'kubetzes quotes it here. He says maybe ein yeshiva ba'azara is only when you're not doing the avoda. If you're doing something that's a mitzvah, big chiddush, afilu kachi kachim, airi v'tzorech carbon shiny, dechsev l'mashcha nesatev l'cha, v'tashin l'kaman kederach shasorem ochlim osa, special din of how to eat karbanos in a royal way, you're allowed to eat karbanos, and therefore, while you're eating the karbanos, you're allowed to sit down, even if you're not from Malchi-based David. That is the chiddush of the Shita b'kubetzes here, and Tosfos says the same thing in Yuma on Daf Chaf Hey. But that relates to the issue of the Isser of Ein Yeshiva Bazara. Is that an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan? Ein Yeshiva Bazara. Elo Malchi B'Savid Bovad. So Tosfos has another answer. Look down. Bottom of Tosfos B'Yushav. Third to last line. In Tosfos. You see it? V'Shema Eina Min HaTorah. Another way out of the problem. Maybe it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Maybe it's Issa Drabanan. Then you don't have a problem, because the Gemara is talking on the Daraisa level. You have to sit down. Issa Drabanan to sit in the Azara. So this is what Rashi Tosfos says here. Most other Mefarshim, many other Mefarshim, assume it's Issa Daraisa. Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph calls it a halacha l'moshe misinai. The Rambam mentions this in the mitzvah asay of Morah Mikdash. At least as a bitul asay, not sitting down. The Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch says in mitzvah Reish Nun Dalid, Reish Nun Dalid, in the mitzvah of Morah Mikdash, so in there the Sefer HaChinuch mentions, Ubiro Kibas and Hedrin, Shein Roy Klaal, Shevas Bazar, Kim Lachi Bistavim Shu Kavan Malchus. Vechulu. That's it's part of the Daraisa. It says the Minchas Chinuch there, he quotes all the Shitas, whether it's Daraisa, the Rabbanan. He says, Venire, Du Bechamor Mikdash Women at Torah. Uba Harabayas, Mutrale Shave. You're allowed to sit on Harabayas. Why? Venire Pashut. After Mora HaMikdash Humina Torah, even though I think the mitzvah Mora HaMikdash is Daraisa, HaKasiv Masru Chalachachamim Be'eze Inyo Nikra Mora Ve'im Chilkul Lefi Kedushas HaMakom. Add this to the list. We have a couple of Averas here and there, not too many, where the Torah does not define the mitzvah or the Avera, and we have the principle called Masru HaKasiv Lechachamim. The Gemara in Chagiga and Tosfos discusses, we have this by the Isurim of Chol HaMoed. Big machlokas Rishonim. Isra Malach and Chalamoid. Isra Daraisa, Isra Darabanan. So let's assume according to the Rishonim, it's Isra Daraisa. If it's Isra Daraisa, so how are so many things mutter? Dover HaAvid. And Dover Malachas Hedyot. And Sorech Rabin. And Ani Ein Lamayochal. How can you have all these heterim if it's an Isra Daraisa? Answers Tosfos, Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. This is one of the Isurim which the Torah does not define, and it leaves it up to the Rabbanan to figure out the parameters of the Isur itself. So the Minchas Chinuch uses the same Lashon right here. Mora Mikdash. What's Mora Mikdash? The Chachamim determine. The Chachamim will say, wearing your money belt into the base of Mikdash, wearing your shoes into the base of Mikdash, the whole last Mishnah in Brachas, that's what Nadal. Right over there, the Chachamim determine. What is considered Mora Mikdash and what not? Says the Minchas Chinuch here too. Where you're allowed to sit down, where you're not allowed to sit down. You're not allowed to sit down in the Azara. That's Daraisa. You're allowed to sit down in Harabayas. Because they made the parameters of Mora Mikdash. Harabayas, Avavisha Musharin, Gamkin, Mora Mikdash. There is Mora Mikdash in Harabayas. We call Makam Yeshiva Ein Gnai. Rakshar Dvarim Hamavuarim. Uba Azara Dehi Makam Mikudash Yoser Af Yeshiva Hi Gnai. Okay, talks about it. Then he talks about how could there be an Isser based on the Taz that we've discussed 100 times. The Taz says the Chacham don't have the power to answer something that is mutter in the Torah. They can't answer blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a musical instrument. That's the Taz, it's Rosh Hashanah. So how could they answer here? It's before Ish mutter because David HaMelech sat. Okay, he talks about that there in Reish Nundal, one of his favorite topics. He had like 5 or 6 topics that he brings up 25 times. One of them is that Taz. Okay, here we go. Lifnei Hashem, va'amdu shnei hanashim lifnei Hashem. Very good. Right, a connection to Eidos there too. So that might be connected. Part of the is a certain type of process. Elokim nitsa vadas kel. That the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in the Bezdin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in the base of Mikdash. Beautiful, beautiful ha'ara. Okay, says the Gemara. So that was all about Zar. You know how Zar passes the avoda. Onain. Now we're up to Aninus. An Onain, if an Onain does the Avoda, he passes. Minolan, how do you know that an Onain passes the Avoda? Dich Siv, because the Pasuk says, an Onain, as we know, we'll talk about more of the Halachas on Amud Beis, Mezrat Hashem, but an Onain is somebody who loses one of his 7 primary relatives before burial, after death, before burial. Mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. Right, 7 relatives. So, minolan, dichsiv, umin ha-mikdash lo yetze. You shall not go out of the base of Mikdash. That's talking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol cannot go out of the base of Mikdash, even if he's an Odein, velo yechalel. And he shall stay in the base of Mikdash, and he won't be mechalel the Avoda, if he does it. Ha-acher shalo yatza, if somebody else did not go out of the base of Mikdash, chilel, he would be mechalel the Avoda. That's the source. Rebbe Elazar Amar Mehacha. Rebbe Elazar says, no, the following. Mehacha, from the following conversation that takes place in Sefer Vayikra. Remember, the background on Vayi Bayom HaShmini, on the 8th day, that was the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There were many karbanas brought that day, including Nachshon ben Aminadav, the first of the Nisim, brought the karbanas. There were three Seirei Chatas brought that day. 3 Seirei Chatas. 1 Seir was the Seir Nachshon. Right, that was, remember we discussed that earlier, that the Seir Nachshon had the status of an Ola. It wasn't a real Chatas, because he didn't do any Averas that we had earlier on when we spoke about Chatas L'Shem other karbanas. That was on top of Amud Beis, on Daf Dalet, Hey Vav, one of those. Let me go to the exact daf. Okay, well, we spoke about the daf Zion. We spoke about Ola and a little bit, but then we spoke about Chatas Nachshon over there. So anyway, it was Tesma base. Tesma base is Chatas Nachshon. Tesma base says the so in the Mikdash. So the on that day you brought a Chatas Nachshon and you brought a special seir for the first day of the Chanukah Mizbeach. And number 3. The Seir Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, you got to bring a seir. Where we had that back in earlier Mesachas Shvuos, we spoke about that. It's bechaper on that Kodesh Baruch Hu was memayit yareach. Right, that was the only agadah at the beginning of that whole Masechta. Right, that one line. So that was the three karbanos brought here. So the Torah tells us that the chatas of Rosh Chodesh was burned. Aaron HaKohen burned it. Moshe Rabbeinu got very upset. Why'd you burn it? So Aaron HaKohen gives some kind of answer and says, well, I couldn't have eaten it. Right, I was an Onain. Right, my kids, my two sons were killed. Hayita Beni Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu accepts the answer. So the machlokas, later on we'll see, why did Aaron burn it? It's going to be a machlokas tanoim, as we'll see. So, heinik rivu, aniik heinik, behacha heinik rivu. They were makrovit. Aniik rafti. Meaning, Aaron HaKohen says, I was makrovit. I'm the Kohen Gadol. I'm allowed to be makrovit. Michlal di'i inu akriv. Mashma, that if other people would have been makriv in that situation, meaning, as onanim, shaper ishtaruf. It would have been properly burned. Meaning, Aaron HaKohen says, I was makrovit. He had to explain why it was burned, but, he says that Pashtus is that if other people would have been makrovit, it would have been Pashtus why it would have been burned, and Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been upset. For Belazar, my time, Elo Amar, mi umin ha-mikdash lo yetze. According to Belazar, why doesn't he hold of the first source? Amalacha, mi ksiv ha-acher shlo yasachilel. Doesn't say that explicitly. That diak is not explicit. Maybe you didn't have to have that diak. The Kohen Gadol can't go out of the base of Mikdash, but who says if somebody else does not go out of the base of Mikdash, he's going to be bechalit. Veidach. My time, v'idach, where am I? V'idach, my time, lo amar, mehein hikriva. Why did he quote that? Kesavar, mipnei tuma, nisrafa. The Gemara later on, Taf Kuf Aleph, quotes the Machlokas Tanoim. Why was it burned? Was it burned because of aninus? Or was it burned because of tuma? Why would you say it's burned because of aninus? So this relates to another that Machlokas is really based on a deeper Machlokas. Aninus, the concept of aninus is daraisa. That's based on this pasuk right here. Is aninus laila daraisa? What does aninus laila mean? The following night. The following night after the karav dies, is that daraisa? That's a machlokas. If you say it's daraisa, so then Aaron HaKohen couldn't have eaten the karban even tonight. He couldn't eat it today, but it's a chatas. It's kachet kalim. He could only eat it yom v'layla, that night. So if aninus is daraisa, he couldn't eat it today, he couldn't eat it tonight. So he's got to burn it. That's the shita that said that it was burned because of aninus. If you say aninus layla is derabanan, then he could have eaten it tonight. So why did he save it? It must have been burned for a different reason, because somehow got tame in the middle. Right? That's the root machlokas behind why it was burnt. Okay, so those are the first two sources. How do you know that if an oni does the avoda, he passes? Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Asya b'kavachor mi balmum. Maybe he learns from b'kavachor for balmum. Same thing that we had earlier. Uma balmum she ochel amavar chilel. We have a lot of the same shaklavataria here. If a balmum is allowed to eat karbanis, but if he does the avoda, he's mechalit onein she eino ochel eino din she amavar chilel. So an oni surely who cannot eat kachim eino din, surely he should be machal the avoda if he does the avoda. Am I a balmum? Shkein also about craven, kamakriven. A balmum, you have the same halachas by a karban and a makriv. The animal and the kohen. Unlike onain, with no such thing as aninus for an animal, zar yochiach. So now that we have zar on our, we've already proven zar, so now we can use zar. Zar will prove it, because the zar also does not have kariv kamakriv. Malazar shkein la'ein lo takana. What do you mean? A zar is never getting better. Once you're a czar, you're always a czar. If you find out later in life, like we hear these stories now, that you're not really a czar, you're really a Kohen or a Levi, that's not a tikkun. That means you were wrong beforehand. That's not a tikkun. Right? So, ma'al azar shkein lo takana, ba'almum yochiach. Right? A ba'almum has a takana. So, sometimes could have said, we used that earlier. But now we have czar, now that we have czar, so we use her. But in chinam, you probably could have used that too. Each one does not have the other's attributes. What's the common denominator between Zor and Balmum? That they are not allowed to do the avodah of Chilulu, and if they did, they will machal it. Afani avi onein. So too, I will bring in onein. Shemusar v'mavad chilel. Fine, that's the three sources that we know that an onein who does the avodah is machalel the avodah. Heichan Musar. So now we say, so where's the avera? Where's the Avera? Where is he warned not to do the Avoda? Ilema mi umin hamikdash lo yetze. If it's learned that from that first pasuk, chiluk gufe, begufe ksibbe. Just like we asked before. So what do you need the whole Kal v'chomer for if that's the source for the isser? Just learn the whole psul from that pasuk also, like number one did. Ela mehenik rivu, v'ksavar mipnei aninus nisrafa. You learn it from that pasuk. Henik rivu, was I allowed to, were they makrevit? No, I was makrevit, Aaron says. Mashma, that they were not allowed to be makrevit. Period. Says the Gemara 1 second, Igal Mifrach, going back to the earlier. You learn it out from Zor Balmum, Igal Mifrach, Ma La Atara Shava Shebehen, Shekein Lo Hutar Michlalo. Heinik Riva, but I think there's another, well, we learn it out, but there it doesn't say for favors that it was Nifsal, the previous Pasuk, but it says Velo Yechalalu. That's why it says Velo Yechalalu there, so just like the previous one. Previous one said V'inazru Mikachay, but they saw Velo Yechalalu. If you have that word Velo Yechalalu in there, that's why they assume they could use both. But this one doesn't have Velo Yechalalu in it. So it says the Gemara of Mala Tzad HaShemesh, and 1 minute, maybe Zor and Balmum are different, Shekein Lo Hutar Michlalon. Sorry, I skipped a line. Igal Mifrach. Mala Tarashava Shekabahen Shekin Lahutta Michlalo. You never have a time when a czar could do the avoda and a balmum could do the avoda. An onain can do the avoda sometimes. When? Kohen Gadol. So you see, maybe it's not a good comparison. Could a Kohen Gadol could do the avoda sometimes? The Gemara says, Tamei Yochiach. No, Tamei also sometimes could do the avoda. When could a Tamei do the avoda? Tumahutra Besibur. Tumahutra Besibur. Oh, it's coming up this week. Right? This week, Havakas Neris. Why do you even need the Nase of Hanukkah? Tumah Hutra Betzibur. So that's one of the famous Shilohs, Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so Tamei Yochiach. So therefore, put Tamei along with Zorid Bamum. Milo Tamei Shekein Mitamei. Aye. A Tamei could cause other problems. Hanach Yochichos. The other ones could be Mochiach, because Zorus is not transferred. So the Chazra did Bechulu. Atanashava Shabahenshim was Haran Bechulu. So you put all three together. Zor and Bamum and Tumah. Says the Gemara of Elifrak, Bala Atanashava Shabahenshim Kain Lahutu Mechololanezel Kohen Godo Bekarbin Yachid. Aye. You never, by all the others, you can never have a heter by a carbon yachid. Tameh is only heter by a carbon sibur. You never have a heter by a carbon yachid. Shame tumah miya ishtari. No, at least tumah though. Don't look at it in such narrow terms. Tumah is hutar michlalos, therefore that's good enough. Rav Misharshi, fine. So that's the source number one. That a onin is usur to do the avodah. Rav Misharshi amar. Misharshi has another possibility. Again, this whole, a lot of this umbud is a repeat. Asi b'kavachomer miyoshev. You learn from b'kavachomer from Yoshev, from sitting and doing the avoda. Ma Yoshev sha'ochel amavarchilo. Just like Yoshev can be ochel. Like Tosfos said, kachay kachim. Or even kachay kalim if it's avoda, according to that day of Tosfos. Im avarchilel. So if Yoshev, who has shaychus to the karbanis, and yet if he does the avoda sitting, he's b'chalo the avoda. Onein she'eno ochel, eino ditchem avarchilo. And onein urzala to eat, surely will be machal the avoda. Ma'al Yoshev shekei pasul la'edus. So Yoshev is pasul la'edus. Right, the comparison, as we said before, covered for the system, or elokim nisa badas kel. So how can you compare? Yoshev tabach chacham, he's allowed to sit. Ma'al shame Yoshev shekei pasul la'edus. What do you mean? Shame Yoshev, the category of Yoshev is pasul. Shame Yoshev lo parach. No, that doesn't bother me. V'yimtev salo bar parach. And if it does, so have Yoshev team up with one of the other ones, and as we learned before, you don't have the problem with Bama, because you could be Yoshev on a Bama, there's no Lifnei Hashem, so therefore it's not a problem. Okay. Onin Pasul. Let's talk about Aninus for a minute. Aninus, as we said, is Da'oraisa, and Machlokas, whether the following night of Aninus is Da'oraisa or Da'rabanan. That's a Machlokas. What is Aninus Da'oraisa for? Mi Da'oraisa, Aninus is only for Meiser Sheni, Bikurim, and Karbanus. That's it. All other halachas of Aninus are at most Darabanan, even on that day. Even on that day. There's one simon in Shulchan Aruch on Aninus. One simon. Shin, Mem, Aleph. Beginning of Hilchas Avelus, Aninus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi Shemes Lo Meis, Shu Chayev Lehisabe Alav, Kodem Kfurav. There are certain halachas. He's not allowed to eat next to the mace. And even what is he allowed? That's anybody. Nobody's allowed to eat next to the mace. But Nonain, who is next to his mace, is also not allowed to eat next to his mace. And says the Shulchan Aruch, ve'eno ochel basar, ve'eno shose yayin. And Nonain, Rechman al Sad, is not allowed to eat meat, not allowed to drink wine. Ve'eno mavarch berchas hamotzi, lo berchas hamazon. Can't make hamotzi berchas hamazon. It doesn't make brachas. The Pischei Shuv of the Achronim say he washes the tilas yadayim though, without a bracha, because that's mishum gzeira. And all Isurim, even Isurim Drabanan, only Nischayev Isin. Only Nischayev and all Isurim. It's just what I say, that he's not allowed to do. He's not only Pater from them, we pask, and he's usher to do them. So he has to watch the Tzilas Yadayim. Without a bracha. Without a bracha. The bracha is a mitzvah. Ve'ein mevarchim alav, lo mezamnin alav, afilu im ochel amacherim shemevarchim lo yana achareim amein. Upatum yikol amitzvah zamuris betorah, ve'afilu im eino tzarech lazog betzarechi ameis. Even though they don't need him. Though they don't need him. There's a chaver kadisha. Still he has the status of aninus. Ve'yesh omrim, shafilu im yirtza lahachmer alas belevarich alano zamin acharam avarchin, eino rashoi. That's what we paskin. Right? Even if he wants to be machmer on himself, he can't. Shabbos and Yantif. Let's see, my grandfather was Nifter on Erev Shabbos in New York. So they buried him in Eretz Yisrael. So my father was an Onain over Shabbos. What's the Lachal Aninus on Shabbos? V'yav Shabbos v'yantif, ochel baser v'shos ayayin, im yirtze, mivarech v'chayev v'chol ha-mitzvahs. He's chayev in everything, chus v'tash v'shamitza, sh'aser bo, v'tzina. But everything else he could do, everything in public. The Rebbe Kiva Eger says an Onain is not allowed to learn. Right, it's not in Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbe Kiva Eger quotes it right here. Mutter leilich le-beis ha-knesses b'Shabbos. Va'af b'chol ein bo iser. There's an iser of yitzia mi'abayis for an ovel. But for an onein, there's no iser. Va'af b'chol ein bo iser, rak me'acher sh'asher l'spalel ma'yasashom. What's the purpose of going there if you're not going to doubt it anyway? Can you count an onein for a minion? Let's say he's the tenth man. That's a discussion. Can you count it for a minion? Anyways, he talks about all of these various halachas. Interesting shiloh, the Pisgei Tshuva. Two shilohs, two very similar shilohs. What happens if an onain eats before the kvura and he's still full from it after the kvura? Does he have to bench now? Or let's say you go to the bathroom before the kvura and you don't have to go yet again after the kvura. Do you say an asher yatzar? Because the effects are still there. What's the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv on the state that you're in? Or it could come up. Could come up, you eat something in the car on the way there. It's not 72 minutes. That's it, right after the Torah, boom, you chayev a mitzvah. So do you bench? So he's mesupik about that. He's mesupik in the Pisgei Tshuva. But a fascinating discussion, wondrous-wise, and that is the next halacha. Misha meis lo meis b'Shabbos. If somebody loses a relative on Shabbos, he's allowed to eat on Motzei Shabbos without Avdallah. He doesn't make Avdallah. La'achar kfura, after the kfura the next morning, he daven shachris, as long as the zman is not passed. He doesn't make up Myriv, even if it's still Zman Shachris, he does not do Tashlumin. He does not may say two Shachrises. That's Allah in Shulchan Aruch. Velo Dami L'Shachach, Velo Yispalo Arvis, Shem Yispalo Shachris Dayim. Why? Because here he wasn't Chayif. He was Mufka from the Chayif. It's not like Shachach. Havdalah, you make after the Kura. Ah, he wasn't Chayif last night either. No, Havdalah, the Chayif is for 3 days until you do it. It's the same Chayif now as it was last night. So that's why Havdalah you make after the Kfura. But Myriv, you don't daven twice. Very unusual Taz here. The Taz quotes the Drisha and says, so too by all Osek Mitzarchei Tzibur. Osek Mitzarchei Tzibur is like Aninus. You're putter from davening, and therefore, if you didn't miss the davening because you were Osek Mitzarchei Tzibur, says the Drisha, you don't have to make it up. You don't have to make it up. Says the Taz, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? Osek Mitzarchei Tzibur is like Aninus? The dafka im abtur bas ba machmas davar acher. Shaila shehu atzmo yocholus pal belisha minia elishave luso potroso baze ein tashlumen. Abtur machmas tirda ein zakari potter elo ones. And if you got, of course, you got to daven again. The Rekudas Agasev tries to defend him. Okay, which what about the Noda Behuda here? The Dagmar Vava says if a person died on Motzi Shabbos, if somebody died on Motzi Shabbos after Shabbos. Before you daven Myriv, then you have to make up the Myriv after the Kfura. Because then you have a Chiv of Myriv first. And then you didn't daven yet, so then that's a different type of case. Anyway, it's some fascinating inyanim when it comes to Aninus. We mentioned before the Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is not written anywhere that I saw before Rav Shlomo Zalman. Dr. Abraham told me that Rav Shlomo Zalman told this to him, and Dr. Abraham drove him back from his wife's Levaya. Rav Shlomo Zalman's wife, Levayas, or Dr. Imran drove him back, so Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, he says, you know, I thought of a Chiddush last night. And it was printed in the Micha Shlomo later. So I thought of what was the Chiddush, he says, when I went to sleep last night, I figured my kids were all taking charge of all of the Kvura. I was not doing anything anymore. I was going to sleep. So I said, I'm Apil. I thought that I'm no longer Osek. Aninus is based on the Osek Betzarchi Ameis, even theoretically. I'm going to sleep now. So Shlomo Zalman paskas that an onis has a mapil. The only bracha he says right before he goes to sleep. He thought of it right then when he was with avilas for his wife. Okay, oni pasul. So there are only two steps of this Gemara until the end of the Amud. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Lo shanu ela b'karben yachid. Only a carbon yachid, by a carbon yachid, and only this puzzle. Ava b'karben sibur, meratza, kavachomer mituma. A carbon sibur, though, an oni could do. Why it's a kavachomer? Uma tuma. There are a lot of it assumptions to the following kavachomer. And that's what we do just till the end of the Amud. We knock out the assumptions. But what's the statement? Ma tuma shalo hucha michal la'itzel koin goldo b'karben yachid. If tuma is not allowed for a kohen gadol by a carbon yachid, only carbon tzibur, hutra eitzel hedyot for carbon tzibur, but it's still allowed for a hedyot by a carbon tzibur, right? A carbon tzibur could take a hedyot could take part in carbon pesach if he's tameh. Aninus shel hutra michlal eitz a kohen gadol but carbon yachid. Aninus which a kohen gadol can even do a carbon yachid with. Ain't no din should raise a kohen hedyot but carbon tzibur. Surely a kohen hedyot should be able to do a carbon tzibur even when he was an onain. That's the statement of Rava. So the Gemara now is just going to quote three lines. We're going to say, hey, I could say kavachomers, knocking out each one of your assumptions, which is not based on any svara, not based on any makar. Maskev lo Rava bar ahili. I'm going to knock out every one of the assumptions. Lo tutar anita zeitzel kohen gadol b'kar ben yachid b'kavachomer. You assume that a kohen gadol is mutter to do a carbon yachid? Maybe not. Uma tomashu tzeitzel kohen hedyot b'tzibur. Lo hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. If tuma, which is hutra by even to a kohen hedyot b'tzibur, is not allowed by a kohen gadol or a karben yachid, aninus shelo hutra eitzel kohen hedyot b'karben tzibur, eino dinch lo tutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. So you have a kavachomer that a kohen gadol shouldn't be able to do a karben yachid b'zeh onein. Because remember, there's when the Gemara Torah says that a kohen gadol could do avodah b'zeh onein, it's written stam. There's no distinctions made. So you want to say it's only by a carbon, even by a carbon yachid? I say no. And next, v'tutar tuma eitz al kohen gadol b'karben yachid b'kavachomer. And kohen gadol, I'll say, he should be allowed to do a carbon yachid even when he's tamei. Uvet ma aninus lohuter eitz al kohen hedyo b'karben tzibur. And kohen hedyo is off limits when he's an onein. Even to a carbon tzibur, hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid, but he's the kohen gadol still allowed to do it. Tumash a hutra eitzel kohen hedyot b'karben tzibur, eino dincha hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. So surely a kohen gadol, even when he's tamei, should be able to do a carbon yachid. Fine. Another one, knock out that assumption. And number three, v'lo tutar tuma eitzel kohen hedyot b'karben tzibur b'kavachomer. Maybe a kohen hedyot should never be able to do the avoda when he's tamei, even by a carbon tzibur. Uma aninus shehutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. If aninus, which a kohen gadol is allowed to do the avodah b'karben yachid, lo hutra eitzel kohen hedyot b'karben tzibur is not allowed for a karben tzibur for a kohen hedyot. Tumash lo hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid eino dinch lo tutar b'kohen hedyot b'karben tzibur. Surely it shouldn't be allowed. So therefore, Rava, every one of your assumptions in your kavachomer to try to prove that karben tzibur owning is okay, I can knock out every one of your assumptions. So therefore, Ella, skip for a second. Oh, we'll read it below. Tosu, Tusar, Ani, Ninus, Tuma, Tuma, Yachid, Yachid, Sibur, Simon. The Shlach Kodesh says you always have to read those. Ella, Ikele, Mefer, Chachi, Vizel, Mefer, Chachi. You can say your Kavachomer, you can say my Kavachomer. Kol Chad, Vachad, Teku, Beduchte. So you know what? Treat everything. There are no distinctions given in all these halachas, so assume there are no distinctions. Meaning what? Look at Rashi. Rashi on top. Therefore, bid kisivasa stam kishahutra anidus l'kohen gadol stam bein yachid bein tzibur hutra. When a kohen gadol has heter aninus, always across the board. Ukishenasra lahedyo, when a hedyot is asar aninus, across the board. Bein yachid bein tzibur nasra. Ukishahutra tuma bein tzibur, when tuma was hutra bein tzibur, across the board, even for a kohen hedyot. And when tuma was nasra for a kohen yachid, across the board. Meaning, because you don't know which kavachomer to say, you assume there are no distinctions. For final thought, I got an email a couple of days ago that on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, we also had one of these simanim, like we have here, and it was written after. Rava had seven statements, and then it brought a simon. Usually you have simanim before the following. So I'm trying to think of a lumdus. Somebody asked me, why is the simon afterwards? But then I came to this Daf, and I see it's also afterwards. So maybe it's talking about Zvachim. Zvachim has his own unique. Why the simanim afterwards in Zvachim? I'm not sure, but that is the that takes us through. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow, Tzvul Yom, Mechusar Begadim, Mechusar Kippurim. Enjoy. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos.